Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. And today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of April 16th, 2012, with a cover story on the ICIS Innovation Awards. This week we launched the 9th ICIS Innovation Awards to reward innovation, environmental advances, and sustainability in our industry. Will you be a 2012 winner? The search for the most innovative products and processes, business practices, and environmental and sustainability initiatives begins here as ICIS issues its annual call for entries to the ICIS Innovation Awards 2012. Once again, the awards are sponsored overall by U.S.-based silicon and silicone specialist Dow Corning, which has partnered with ICIS since the launch of the awards 9 years ago. To find out more about the awards, pick up the latest issue. Because inside it, you will find even more, including an exclusive interview with Shell Chemicals' head of downstream technology. Then we take a look at bio-based chemicals on the fast track. Commercial production is set to grow quickly in the coming years, challenging petroleum-based chemicals. Despite risks, the future is promising. Bio-based chemicals have a long history, but the future holds greater promise as rapid development of the sector offers customers alternate supply chains compared with the traditional petroleum routes. There will be feedstock risks, but advances in technology should boost competitiveness. Meanwhile, in this issue's regularly scheduled columns, we examine butadiene. On-purpose butadiene could offset supply constraints. Butadiene output is falling short, and producers are considering alternative methods of production. Then we take a look at PET, or polyethylene terephthalate. In Europe, PET is seeing falling prices and market uncertainty. Despite the peak buying season, buyers are waiting for prices to drop further as feedstock ethylene falls. Then, U.S.-based polymers producer Invista has announced it will build a new world-scale nylon production facility in China, even though there has been a slowdown in China's growth rate. Then we look at India, where an anti-dumping decision has been delayed. With soda ash prices rising, India's finance ministry has deferred the country's planned anti-dumping duties on soda ash imports from a variety of countries, including the U.S. We also examine the state of naphtha in Asia. Asia naphtha prices have softened as buyers remained hesitant about committing to prompt cargoes in anticipation of further price falls. Cracker operators expect soft naphtha premiums to continue declining through April because of lower cracker operating rates and delays in cracker startups amid a rise in prompt spot cargoes. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business, your most in-depth guide to the goings-on of the international chemical industry. Pick up your copy today. Thank you and good night.